Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Time now for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorbin, we're starting with news this morning about the latest job growth and employment numbers.
Yes, Beth, let's take a look back at those strong numbers that came out on Friday from the U.S. Labor Department. It said the economy in the U.S. gaining 266,000 jobs in November, more than analysts had expected. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Wages, which is notable, they've been not going up as fast as some of these other numbers, but they were up about 3% nationwide. The same number actually that was in a recent report on jobs from locally based Paychex. The CEO of that payroll company, Marty Musi, telling us the higher wages are driven in part by a tight labor market. He says in general, small business owners seem to be pretty happy with the economy right now.
Not that they like to have costs go up with their wages, but they're fulfilling demand and to get the people to fulfill the demand. We also saw hours, weekly hours worked go up, and that's the highest it's been in 3 years. So we're really impressed that what we're seeing is they're working more, they're paying more because they have the demand, and I think that bodes well for the economy.
Musi says job growth among small businesses has been steady, but it has been somewhat limited by the difficulty in finding qualified workers in a tight job market. Well, some news this morning out of Victor-based Constellation Brands. They're getting a new Chief Financial Officer, Garth Hankinson, who has been with the company since 2001, most recently as a Senior VP for Corporate Development, will be the new CFO. The person currently in that job, David Klein, will become Chief Executive Officer for Canopy Growth next month. That is the Canadian cannabis company which Constellation has a major stake in. Klein, by the way, was appointed Canopy's chairman back in October after Constellation saw a big loss in the investment it made in Canopy. Constellation has invested more than $4 billion in that Canadian company. Canopy Growth's founder and co-CEO Bruce Linton exited the company in July. Mark Zekulin will be stepping down from his role as the current CEO of Canopy. He'll also resign his seat on the board of directors of that company. Well, the efforts by Xerox to get HP shareholders interested in allowing their company to be acquired by Xerox, not letting up certainly. Carl Icahn, the activist investor and one of the largest shareholders in Xerox, writing a letter recently to HP stockholders saying that the combination of the two companies could yield more than $2 billion worth of cost synergies. He also chided HP's management for what he says is their unreasonable refusal to exchange information as part of the due diligence process. HP last month rejected a $33 billion offer from Xerox. There's a lot of talk, of course, about the increasing influence of online sales this holiday shopping season. A week ago on Cyber Monday, another e-commerce record was broken. U.S. shoppers racking up a total of $9.4 billion in online sales. But retired RIT marketing professor Gene Fram notes that online is still a small percentage of the overall retail sales, even though the trend is increasing rapidly. And Fram says in any case, the rush is on for retailers, both the brick and mortar and online, to get more consumers visiting them in their stores or at their websites, because with the way the calendar works out this year, we have fewer days, shopping days, that is, between Black Friday and Christmas.
You have online, you have a competition between the major people. Brick and mortar sources have been declined substantially. So it's a slimmed down marketplace compared to what it was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
The $3 billion worth of products purchased via smartphones accounted for about a third of all sales. In itself, that's a big number. Smartphone growth up 46%. It is outpacing and very much driving, experts say, the overall growth of online shopping. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.